The Sean Salisbury Show continues now with the Bench Warmers. Here's Sean Salisbury.
Well, it's another season, and I got a shocking bit of news for you guys, a revelation. The Patriots are picked to win the Super Bowl. There's a shocker, and now we're talking 16-19-0. Maybe premature, maybe not. But a guy who is around the situation often and has great insight joins us here from CSN New England. Tom Curran joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Tom, welcome. Good to have you on, bud.
What's up, my friend? Good to hear your voice.
Oh, it's good to be heard. Thank you, and we're glad to have you on. Some of these questions almost seem absurd because who we're talking about, Tom, meaning Belichick and Brady, and, you know, when you piss them off, they seem to play harder, looking for reasons to be pissed off. Let's start with this. We've heard the Atlanta Falcons talk about, well, this offseason hangover after the way the Patriots beat them. We saw Carolina go through the hangover. And the Patriots, whether they win or lose, Tom, they don't seem to go through this. Why? And will there be any effect of any winning hangover in 2017?
Because Belichick just piles so thick the work on them, even in OTAs. I mean, there's obviously limits to what you can do in terms of being on the field and contact, but there really are no limits in terms of how much you can quiz, how much pressure you can put on, how much heat you can put on players to say it's over. We don't talk about it anymore. We're done. You know, meanwhile, we continue to hear folks from Atlanta talk about things that are still bothering them, as we did with Carolina, you know, in through the summer and into the training camp talking about it. The Patriots, once they win, they've always had kind of a method. They hand out the rings, and then they move on. And I think the other thing about it, guys, is you've got guys who've won before who understand really the tempo and the seasons of dealing with it. So when they come and they're not taking a victory lap still in June, then the other guys aren't going to do it either.
Hey, Tom, and it comes in, you mentioned about Belichick, but is it also come, I mean, they're also a team that just doesn't seem to get fat and happy either, you know, and I know Bill won't allow it, but is it also, is that a factor of great leadership, whether it's Tom and his work ethic, and he's out grinding like a rookie trying to make a team? Is the grind not only Bill, is he sent the message so loud and clear that veterans are saying, nah, not, you walk in here, this is different, dude, we don't do it that way?
Absolutely, and that, I think that'll be one of the things that Brady takes with him when he leaves. We'll talk about the playoff stats and the unreachable numbers of championships and conference championships and Super Bowls that he's been in. But the fact that he has put such, he is a different guy than Manning, because Manning, I think, kind of set himself apart a little bit as a teammate. He was probably closer to management in some instances or the coaching staff than he was to some of his teammates. Maybe I'm overgeneralizing, but with Brady, he is very much a part of the rank and file. I mean, he's a locker room guy. He's accessible and available. He never pretends to be a personnel guy, which, you know, a lot of other excellent quarterbacks did become personnel guys eventually. So because Brady has never set himself apart, what he demands of other players and what he demands of himself, they can't look at him and say, well, you don't do what we do. You don't know what it's like to do what we do. Because he's always, it's just a weird, I don't know how they can all be so in lockstep with being so anal about the work, but they are.
Yeah, they're obsessive, compulsive, neurotic, and it's unbelievable. And I and I can't, I mean, I love them. And speaking of Brady, Tom Curran from CSN New England joins us here on our Pats preview. You know, when I look at Brady and Tom, you see him all the time. I've trained the position, but I've watched it and been fortunate to be around the great. You know, you watched Elway and played against Montana and played it, was able to do that. And see, you try to take something from all of them. And Brady, when it comes to mechanics, there's never been anybody better. And he, not robotics, but mechanics, he grinds on him. And Tom, I contend, and I believe this, at 40 years old, I think he's better now than he was 10 years ago. And when we talk about him playing until he's 43 or 44, if there's no injury, it's no joke. He is the best football player in the league at 40 years old. Why?
It has a couple of different reasons. One, it's the conditioning that he takes part in. It's the rest. It's the pliability. It's all that. But it's really the style of the offense, too, Sean. I mean, you played in a drop-back era in the NFL. When you take your five, you take your seven, you wait, you hope the things hold up. Your receivers are getting the hell beat out of them as they go down the field. The Patriots' offense is 1.2 seconds. It's shotgun. It's take the snap, stand there, get it out. He is basically, I thought this before, he's like John Stockton or Steve Nash. Ball hits his hands, he figures it out, he throws it to the correct side, huddle up and do it again. And I think that's really what, more than anything else, is going to protect him into his 40s, the style of the offense.
Yeah,
if you look at the NBA, but just Manu Ginobili, Richard Jefferson, guys are able to condition themselves. Those guys are both pushing 40 and they're playing in the NBA.
Yep.
Guys just take better care of themselves.
Yeah, and he does it at such a high level, and it hasn't fallen off. He's a freak show, Tom, and you and I know this. So it leads me to this, and it's stupid talk now, but Tom, we're in the media. We got to bring it up. To me, when I look at the schedule, they can win them all this year. They're better than they were last year, agreed?
Oh, yeah, and it's not stupid. The reason it's not stupid is they went, listen, they went 14-1 with Brady a quarterback last year. The one loss came against Seattle when they had some uncharacteristic mistakes, and they were on the verge of tying that game up. So they could very well be on a 15-game winning streak going into this year. Additionally, they took the best team in the NFC, spotted at 25 points, and made up that stagger in 23 minutes. They were non-competitive. Houston and Pittsburgh were in the AFC playoffs. To this, you've added Gronk because he virtually didn't play last year, and you've added Brandon Cooks. There is nobody in the AFC, and that includes the Steelers, because I just look at Ben Roethlisberger and say, he's fat, he's disinterested. Once you start talking about retiring, you've basically retired. Who else is there in the AFC?
Raiders in a minute, but they can't beat him. You're right.
Right. I mean, it's Del Rio and Derek Carr, and God bless them in another era. That'd be nice, but it's not going to cut it.
Okay.
So that's why I look at it and say it's not completely insane. Actually, it's a very reasonable conversation.
No, I agree. Tom Curran joined us, CSN New England, here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Tom, we got about a minute and a half or so, but I'm going to try to get these two in. One,
sure.
I watch Garoppolo and, hell, if Brady keeps playing, they can franchise him. What the hell are they going to do? This guy's a monster as well. What are they going to do with this guy?
If they franchise him, that means you're going to pay him 24 and you're going to be paying Brady 21 in terms of cap hit. You're going to be spending 45 on the quarterback position. It really comes to a head in this offseason. Keep your eyes open, maybe at the trade deadline, if they try and move him there. And if not, it could be things coming to a head, and I wouldn't rule anything out with the Patriots.
Whatever it is, it'll be right, because they'll do something smart. They always do. And finally, in about 20 seconds, can we expect a full season, we think? And how's Gronk's health right now for it, Tommy?
Excellent. He's under that Guerrero umbrella now, where he's not lifting weights over his head all the time, and he's doing more of that resistance bands and diet stuff. So I would bet on Gronk. Every other year he plays close to 16 games, so I'd bet on a good one from him.
Will they repeat, Tom, in your mind?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, who's the best challenge? Will we have a preview, or we got Green Bay and Packer? I mean, Green Bay, Seattle, real quick. Who you like better in the NFC?
I really like Green Bay. I think that they're probably starting to hear all the talk about, you guys are the Atlanta Braves of the National Football League. You're a disappointment. But Seattle's probably hearing the same thing as well. Those two teams are going to be very motivated, and I'm interested to see if Atlanta can get over that Super Bowl runner-up hangover as well.
No question. Tom, great stuff, man. We'll look forward to having you join us again. We sure appreciate the insight, and there's not really much left to say about the Patriots other than they're pretty good. We appreciate you joining us, buddy.
Take care, Sean.
All right, appreciate it. That's Tom Curran, CSN New England. I know we're going to talk about him every day. We'll give our Pats preview next. Okay. We'll roll through it. Then let's talk some trades. Okay, let's kind of mix
some trades.
Yeah, some trades that happened, because the Patriots are the best team in football, and you're going to have to be awful special and lucky to beat them. It's the Sean Salisbury Show. Robin, Brian, Segs, along with Bobby Beats and Ron Culver. We're coming right back. Our Pats preview and some trade talk next, right here, BN Sports. It's SB Nation Radio.